Good morning. My guest this morning is Steve Fowler from the Occidental Center for the Arts. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Roland. It's great to be back here.
Great again to have you. The Mini Mill Valley Film Festival?
Yes, yes. This is something really close to my heart because, okay. I was born in Mill Valley.
You were?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think anybody was.
No, I was. It was a small town then, very
yeah,
small.
Yeah, right.
And
I remember.
Yeah. And so Rob Nilsson, who's one of the filmmakers we're bringing up for this film festival, was also a childhood, high school mate of mine. And I've been trying to get him up to the Art Center for a long time because he's made a lot of fine films. But first, let's talk about Barbara Borden, who's going to be doing her film on Saturday, June 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. And she is also from Mill Valley, and she lives there, as a matter of fact. And in the last Mill Valley Film Festival, her film, Keeper of the Beat, was the smash hit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the bonus is that she's coming up with the film on that Saturday night, and she's going to bring her drums and some friends, and we'll have a big old drum-a-thon after the film. The film's an hour long. It's it takes us to four continents. Let's see, who's the filmmaker, the guy who actually did it? It's on that little handout there. Anyway, we'll give him some credit.
David L. Brown.
David L. Brown. So we have a tradition at OCA that if we do a film, we always try to have the filmmaker there. And this is kind of our little shtick. And so we're having Barbara on Saturday night. And then Sunday at 5 o'clock, my old friend, Rob Nilsson, will be there with his film, Northern Lights.
So he's a filmmaker, too.
Oh, yeah. He's way famous.
Uh-huh.
And he's been the lead star at the Mill Valley Film Festival a number of times.
Uh-huh.
I remember seeing his face on the cover of the Pink Section in the Chronicle a couple of times. Rob On the Edge with Bruce Dern, Heat and Sunlight, got a prize at Best Film at Sundance, and Northern Lights, the film that he's showing, got the Cannes, the Golden Globe? Globe at
Cannes.
Yeah,
I think so.
Back in 1980.
So his is, it says, shot on a shoestring budget in 40 below temperatures, the story of farmers in 1915 in North Dakota.
Right.
As they struggle against the grain elevators, the trains, the banks, all the things that people struggled against.
North Dakota was a very, very progressive state at that time. And the farmers really made an attempt to make it a state where they, friendly to them. And they lost. And but there's some great footage of these old machines, all authentic, because Rob got his grandfather's footage, and he was a documentary filmmaker.
He's a third-generation documentary filmmaker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he does other than documentaries.
Yeah, right, as you said.
Yeah, some of his films, Signal 7, On the Edge, as I mentioned, Heat and Sunlight, and a new one with Stacy Keach.
Our old classmate.
Yeah, Stacy, our buddy. And it's these are cheap. That's I guess it's not that cheap. $10.
That's
eight
crazy
if you're a student or a senior on the two nights. And, of course, we always have refreshments, a beer and wine, and all the goodies that OCA is now famous for.
So is it your aim, do you think, to go further with film showings at OCA?
Oh, yeah. It's always been an ambition. We have a nice big screen. We've darkened the room. We just stapled all the windows, with black cloth. It's a good room for films. We have nice equipment, and we're really ready to go. One of those screens that goes up and down when you press a button,
yeah,
the whole thing.
And so really, you're right on the verge of the Occidental Film Festival, aren't you?
We could. We could do one of these days.
Uh-huh.
We've already had one film festival with some local folks from SSU and the like. And we're Raynetta James is looking to do another one.
Great.
For us.
Okay, Steve, thanks for coming in. Thanks for telling us about the festival.
Brown paper tickets.
Brown paper tickets. Okay, I'll do all that.
Okay.
I can get all that.
All right.
Okay, here it is. It is the Mini Mill Valley Film Festival in Occidental on Saturday, June 28th at 7:30 and Sunday, June 29th at 5. You can get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. You can get information at 874-9392 or online at OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.